What's going on, guys? Nathan here. Today we're going to talk about the five traits of millionaire poker players. This is what the very best elite world-class professional poker players in the world do. Now, I want to be clear off the top, this video is not for beginners. This is for the handful of you guys out there who take this game extremely seriously and are looking to get very wealthy playing this game. So let's jump into it, counting down from 5 to 1. Here we go. Number 5 is superior game selection. Now, guys, I beat this dead horse on the channel so many times. Good poker players, and especially rich poker players, they simply don't play in bad games. That's what amateurs do, and I'm going to explain to you what bad games are right now. So, for example, you sit down at a poker table, whatever, it's a cash game tournament, and you immediately notice that everyone at your table is playing both tight and aggressive. What should you do? Well, 99% of people would just stay in that game and hope and pray that some good cards come their way and think that they're gonna beat all these other really good players who are watching videos like this and who take the game seriously. Guys, the 1% of truly wealthy players in this game, rich poker players, they will do one thing. They will get up from that seat and they will leave the table immediately because they know that there are hundreds or even thousands of different games out there, especially if you play online. The bottom line is rich poker players, they don't have an ego in this game. That's what amateurs do, and that's why they get amateur level results. Rich poker players are just there to do a job. They're just there to take your money, and therefore they are only going to play in games that are full of fish, which leads me into point number 4, which is to get on the direct left of the fish. So we've already clarified that we're not playing at tables with other good players. We're only going to be playing at tables that have a clear recreational poker player at that table. And let me describe that first before I talk about the positioning and why that matters. So if you play online poker, it's really simple. You just look for players that are playing 40% or more of their hands. If you use a HUD, that's the VPIP statistic. I'm not going to go into it in detail, but I will link up the HUD that I use in the description below. If you're playing in a live poker game or you're playing online without a HUD, it's really simple. You just look for somebody who's limping a lot, which means just calling the blind preflop. They are playing 50% of all their hands, or playing tons of trashy hands like a king 7 and 8-5, all sorts of nonsense like that. They are calling down with any kind of trash. If they hit bottom pair, if they hit any kind of draw at all, they're chasing the bottom end of the straight. All sorts of fishy plays like this. They're often showing down really bad hands when they do go to a showdown. I'm sure you guys have played against these players before. Guys, this is where the money comes from in poker. All good poker players know this. Once again, you're not going to make real significant money in this game by battling it out versus other high-level good poker players. That's simply not how the game works. You make the money in this game by fleecing other players who make large fundamental mistakes, and that is, of course, the fish. So the reason that you want to get on the direct left of this player, and of course, I should mention, the more the merrier. You want to have at least one fish at any poker table you play on, but if there's 2, 3, 4, that's even better. Honestly, I will sleep at that table. I will not leave that table if there are multiple fish on it. But the reason you want to get on their direct left is because you are going to get to act last every single poker hand, almost every single hand at the table, which is a massively proven statistical advantage because you get to see what they do first, and then you can get more value bets in, more bluffs in, or you can even fold your hand if you believe them and you think you're beat. Basically, you get all of the advantages in the hand because you are in the driver's seat. You get to see what they do first. Once again, if you're using a HUD program like the one I use, you can literally filter and you can see for yourself. Your results on the button and the cutoff, you're literally winning like 3 times more than any other seat at the table. And that is because position is so important in poker. So you're going to maximize your winnings tremendously by getting on the left of the bad players. Now, conversely, if there are some other good players at the table, I will never allow them to sit on my direct left because they are going to make my life a living hell at the poker table by playing a lot of hands and constantly re-raising me. Once again, guys, zero ego. Rich poker players are not there to pump their chest and play out of position versus another good player. If a good, loose, and aggressive player sits down at my table on my direct left, I am simply going to leave that table immediately. All right, guys, let's move on to trait number 3 of all millionaire poker players, and that is that they play high stakes. This probably goes without saying. Guys, you're never going to make $1 million in poker by slugging it out for $2, $5, or even $50 on the internet or in live games. You're going going to have to play much higher stakes than that if you want to make significant money in this game. I would recommend 10, 20 blind cash games if you play live as a minimum, and I would say probably about a 500 NL or higher cash if you play online. And for tourneys, I would say $100 buy-in or more, whether you play online or live. And I will say that I'm a big fan of simply moving up the stakes steadily, but also quickly, according to solid bankroll management rules. And I've made other videos here on the channel talking about that before. But guys, there is another way to move up the stakes faster. I've done this myself. I've talked about it in several videos, and that is to simply get a stake. There are many other high stakes poker professionals these days who basically invest in other good low and mid stakes players who are capable of winning in high stakes games by simply giving them a bankroll and taking 50% of their winnings, which is the typical split in most stakes for cash games or tournaments. So if you are already a solid winning low stakes player or even a mid stakes player, look to find a stake. It is the worst kept secret in the world these days that very few players in high stakes poker games these days are playing all their own money. Almost all of them are on a stake, guys, meaning that when you see that player who wins the $10 million tournament, they don't actually get all $10 million of that. They might get $5 million at most, because once again, somebody's put them in that tournament. There's not a lot of people that are able to drop $100,000 or even $10,000 per tournament. So the easiest way to get yourself to higher stakes is just to simply get a stake. Bottom line, guys, do not waste your time in low stakes games like 99% of people for years and years on end. Also, the rake eats you alive in those games. That's a topic for another video. But bottom line, do not stay in those games, guys. You need to move up the stakes. All right, guys, the final two on this list might be a little bit controversial. Number two is forget fame, forget bracelets. That stuff is for amateurs. This is the dream that we've all been sold about this game, and they still do a great job of it to this day with all our favorite high stakes pros and, oh, look at my gold bracelet. Guys, that stuff doesn't mean anything if you want to make real money in this game. I don't even know if those bracelets are even made out of gold. Maybe somebody can let me know in the comments below. Guys, the bottom line is the richest poker players in the world, and this is actually a well-kept secret, the richest poker players in the world, you've never heard of them. And that is because they play in private games. They don't seek the limelight. They don't care about some little trinket around their wrist. They don't care about being known as the best poker player. And in a sec, we're going to find out exactly why that's so important. Guys, if you want to make the most money in this game, you're going to have to understand that most of the real big money in this game, it's not at the WSOP, unless you're lucky enough to win the World Series of Poker main event or something like that. No, it's in private cash games, private tournaments in some cases, and private apps if you play online. And we're going to talk about that right now. So trait number one, guys, of all rich poker players, and that is to develop a reputation as a fish. Now, once again, this is going to go against 99% of what everyone is teaching you these days on the internet. Everyone will say, oh, you want to study GTO for 10 years. You want to be known as a really good, tough poker player. Actually, guys, if you want to get rich at poker, that's about the silliest thing you can possibly do. Guys, I get it. We all have an ego. We all want somebody to pat us on the back and say, oh, you're a good poker player. Get compliments from anonymous people on the internet or something. For some reason, this is really important for a lot of people. But guys, you need to understand that if you want to actually get rich in this game, you really want to actually be known as a bad poker player for the simple reason why. We just talked about how all the real money in poker, guys, comes in private cash games and tournaments, both online and live. And guess who doesn't get invited to these games? Yeah, you guessed it. Tough pros who are well known as being really solid players who've studied the GTO charts for years. Guys, think of it this way. Who actually plays in these private games, and what kind of player are they looking for? Well, it's rich businessmen, of course. That's who is playing in these games, and they don't want to play against some robot who has been studying complicated math theories for 10 years and who's going to sit in a corner and play tough and tight and not give any action. No, of course not. They want to play against another supposed whale who is splashing around, who's ready to give action, make a big bluff, and have a good time. So guys, if you actually want to get invited to the best poker games out there, you actually want to be known as a bad poker player. Do not get your ego involved in this game, guys. This probably should have been the title of this video. If you want to make real money in this game, guys, there is no ego. Get in the best games in the world. Be known as a fish. It's great if people think you suck at poker. It's perfect. perfect. That's actually what you want, and that's how you're going to make $1 million playing this game.
I hope you enjoyed this poker podcast episode. If you want to know my complete strategy for beating small and mid-stakes poker games, make sure you go grab a copy of my free poker cheat sheet that's available on my website at blackrain79.com. And also make sure you hit like and subscribe here to the podcast, as I'm putting out new episodes every single week to help you guys quickly get beating your poker games. I wish you guys all the best at the poker tables. I'll catch you next week. This has been Nathan Williams with BlackRain79.com.